Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, known as some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It is aired on WBSW Internet Talk Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m., 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that's focused on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. So we're really excited to come to you today. We want you to be a part of the show because you can dial in and we can offer you one of you. You can call in at 347-857-4192, which too true asks you to press 1. That way we can make sure we can have you on the line. We'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number that I distinctly ask you truly to offer your comments, and as well as give your location and your expertise. Today, again, we're very excited. I'm looking on the line now. I see Tina Robinson, the lady that I'm so inspired, and she inspired me. She put the boots on the ground, and that's what it's all about. We got to get out and do more than talk about it. She's all about being about it through owning my own truth, and that's what it's all about. See, she's working to make a difference in Oakland, California, so she's on the line. I have to give her the shout. She's also co-host on Dr. Lowe's show. She comes in on the Love Cafe. She comes in and she share her expertise as Talking Real Jesus, as one of the co-hosts as well. So I'm so glad to have you, Tina. I say hello to you, Tina, and appreciate you joining us on Facebook to get started up. Now, we truly want you to be a part of this. We want you, if you can't call in, if you just cannot listen through the call-in number, you have an opportunity to call do the web link through the internet. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email the show, you can go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Also, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you're interested in tweeting the show, you can tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, as well as at The Smith Way Production, at LorenzaDSmith15. And Instagram is another opportunity that you can be a part of the show. Instagram at let's start off with the one we're partners with. I have to give these brothers a shout out because they're a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama. They are partnering with WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the Smith Way Enterprise, so we can make sure this vessel is sponsored and out there. So we want to give a shout out to those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. That's their Instagram page. Check them out. You know, follow them. Be a friend. Find out what's going on because we're aired through that network. We're so glad to have an opportunity. So, again, thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You also can check the show out on Instagram through at LorenzaDSmith15, at WBSW_internet_radio, at Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15, at The Smith Way Production. We're being broadcast in 18 countries. So glad to have that opportunity. So you can check us out to the point of not only just in the United States, we are glad to be able to be aired in north of the borders where you cannot even travel. You have to be essential to travel at this point. Changes have been made over in what we call Canada, north of the border. Thank you so much for the listeners and the watchers in Canada. Then south of the border, you have Mexico. If you're down in Mexico and you want to check this out, you have a great opportunity to do that. All you have to do is just tune in. You can go to the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So you can be a part of it. You can be a part of it on Facebook. We want you to comment on Facebook. And that's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. See, God has been so good. He's blessing us in so many ways. See, today is our raffle day. July the 15th, which is today, we're going to raffle off this morning, well, at 1 o'clock, which is at this time. We're going to wrap off that first adult bite. Then tonight at our 6 o'clock hour where we have the Love Cafe, we're going to wrap off that second bite. See, truly, truly, when spending the bottle, shook it up, or how you want to say the canister, and I have a grandson to go in there and pull one out. So I'm going to call out the winner for the first bite that we're going to be handing out to individuals. Now, once this person is selected, true enough, we throw them back in the pot. We let them go again because over and over again, we have already had two raffles that we're very happy. Those winners have a chance to enjoy themselves on WBSW Internet Talk Radio and Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We truly, truly want you to have a opportunity to just have this gift. It's a seed we want to sow in your life. So we ask you to send your Cash App. We ask you to send your PayPal. You send your Venmo account or whatever it may be. Any way you have a means of transferring money or receiving money from someone. And we want to sow a seed. We want to get your Cash App or whatever it may be, your means, so we can send you something. But you also have your Cash App and those various transaction means to be put in the canister to be in the raffle. The first raffle was held on May 31st. The winner of that raffle was Tara Pickett. That was a 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. And in the point, we take care of travel in regards to the hotel. See, when you get there, you got to travel yourself now. But when you get there, we're going to take care of the hotel. We're going to take care of the tax. That's for 3 days and 2 nights. You have to handle your travel, meaning your means of getting there and your meals. Then our second raffle, we give a shout-out to the winner on that, and that's Jay Ruth. She had an opportunity to win it, and she did. We pulled her name, and it was 3 days and 2 nights again to Atlanta, to the luxury hotels. You get 3 days and 2 nights if you want to add on to that. But after you make the reservation, we're only going to pay for 3 days and 2 nights. Then after that, you can do whatever you need to do to enjoy your time there in Atlanta, as well as you take out travel and the meal. So we're looking forward to having an awesome time. Like I said, we have the raffle for the two adult bites today. And we do have the individual name being pulled for the first bite. And we want to start off by getting a shout out. Now, this is their Cash App. So I have to go back at this time and make sure those individuals that, if they're not on at this time, they'll give me a call by, I'll send it to the Cash App and let them know that they won the adult bite. And the winner of the first bite, the adult bite that we're raffling off, is 26-inch. It's $BURNTYHOTT with the number one. So if you want to say, Burn Yo Hottie, number one, is the winner. Congratulations to Burn Yo Hottie with the number one. So if it's you, if you're on the line, let me know, and I will be connecting with you. You have to communicate by calling our office number, which is 334-467-7261. I'll be congratulating you personally on behalf of our radio station and the Smith Way Enterprise. We're just going to make sure we make it do what it do. I'm looking at the line. I'm seeing, and hopefully this is Tina Robinson, one of our co-hosts on the show. I'm looking at the number, and I'm not sure. I know it's a number from California. So if you, I would like you to, if it's you, Tina, if I can see you on Facebook, just hit the number one to let me know you're there. And if you want to share some thoughts, you have that opportunity. But press the number one, and I'll make sure I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to jump in and share with it. And it's her, but I want to make sure I was giving out the right information in regards to the number. Now, as I introduced this person earlier, I'm introducing her because what she's doing means a whole lot to how we're going to continue to propel at us cultural. We have to reach back and help someone. We have to do it through any kind of situation. There always has to be money. It can truly, 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 truly be your work. It can be your effort. It can be just a gift that you give to them. Truly, truly, only my own truth. She found along with her twin sister. She is truly putting the boots on the ground. She put the boots on the ground making things happen. She said she's been busy the last month or so. And she make it now she at the airport now. Getting ready to travel. That's awesome. None other than Tina Robinson. How you doing, Tina?
I'm doing wonderful. How you all doing on the call today? I hate that I've been missing the calls, but I just had to jump in today to let you hear my voice. I am currently in Las Vegas. We're working on getting some encampments for the homeless. It's crazy out here, you know, the homelessness, and there's no resources or shelters out here for them. But I'm grateful to God that you're staying consistent, and congratulations on this new season of the work that you're doing. Can you tap me in on the topic again today?
It's Raising Boys, the Challenges of Parenting Tomorrow Men, Part 2. We did Part 1 the other day. We're going to talk about raising boys so they can be today's men that we need to have healthy relationships.
Well, absolutely. If I can, here I'm at the airport. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I do have one son, and, you know, he's raised in a house with a lot of women, and one of the best gifts I have with raising my son of today is still instilling the old school village of respect and boundaries that came from my mother and father and their mother and father. I feel like giving our young people the history, the education of our history, our, you know, challenges that we have to overcome, and really giving them a black and white picture like we see what the media posts on, but I feel like if we personalize some of the things that we've been through, especially to our men, and how it's so important for them to stay true to embracing women and nurturing women, because I feel like for every strong black man, there is a very strong black woman. However, it's because of the communication, it's because of the trust and the loyalty that they were willing to work on together and not willing to give up, and that's going over into our young men, not willing to give up on them. Because I'm just watching a video out here for Oakland, California about the gang wars, and these young boys are starting off with just, I guess, trying to fill a void of either having absent parents, drug addiction, homelessness, whatever reason is our young boys are gravitating to these gangs. I believe it's for like some type of family structure. But I was saying like it's the difference between being reared and being raised. Being raised, for me, in my perspective, is like a cattle for consumption. You eat the same, you walk the same, you know, putting your life in jeopardy, or you don't know, you know, you know death is near, but you don't know where it's coming from. So either you attack or you just lay there and play dead. But so being reared, which I was, you know, having boundaries, integrity, purpose, you know, dreams, you know, or, you know, just having just that real structure of being a human being, having value for myself and for them, the young people themselves. They don't know that anymore. It's like they've lost what I call it emotional disconnect. They have a lot of emotional disconnect. They're emotionally disconnected to taking care of themselves, let alone, you know, having care for other people's lives. So again, back to our young men, we really need more positive role models for them that will really sit them down from A to Z and tell them, you know, what they're worth, you know, that their life is valuable, that their voices does matter. I would say just in the underserved communities that I work in, pride has kept so many of our young men have had their manhood taken from them. So if they're not conforming to that emotional disconnect with their sexuality, they are the opposite of that. They're turning like vigilante. Like they hate everybody. They look at everybody as a prey because they, you know, they want to. I don't know what to say other than they want to not live in that space that they were violated. So in every whatever way they can have power, they're by any means necessary, they're going to take the power. If that's taking someone's personal belongings or their life. So again, you know, I know I'm a little all over the place, but, you know, coming full circle, you know, we have to sit down, have the uncomfortable conversations with our young people, especially our young men, you know, giving them straight details on the value of their life and the women that they're connected to. You know what I'm saying? And help them understand you're not gaining any power with taking somebody's life. You know what I mean? It's like the underserved communities with our young people, it's devastating. You know what I mean? If I could share with you later, Dr. Lowe, this video, I mean, I couldn't even watch it because it's like I'm looking at, you know, young nephews, young cousins and whatnot, and it's like using drugs, having guns literally at 13 and 15 years old. They didn't have a childhood somewhere they grew up too fast to where they felt like, you know, they just had to gain a superpower with having this weapon or having these drugs and this fast money. You know, again, you know, I cry out to the universe. And for the male individuals that are available, you know, let's get some type of support together for those teens that's willing to do the work. Because right now, you know, you halfway say hello to a young person and you might get shot. So, you know, we have to, you know, give them some examples of what true civil communication is. So, you know, that's my truth, and I hope it helps someone. And again, I'm Tina Robinson, founder of Owning My Own Truth, Cognitive Behavior Support. T-I-N-A Robinson is my name. I'm on Facebook. And if somebody willing to join it and the forces with me to help rally support for our youth, I am open for it. I'm your girl. So with that,
awesome.
I'll pass.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Tina. You offer some things that I'm going to kind of follow up and talk about in a little bit, but just to have, you know, that experience. What we got to realize, like when we said put your boots on the ground, you have to go out in the community. You have to be out there. You can't sit back in your ivory tower and look down and say you see what's going on. Because you truly don't know what's going on. Even in, you know, every community or every neighborhood, difference. She's out in Oakland, California. We might not see this in Georgia. You may not see it in Alabama. You may not see it in Florida, depending on where you are in these certain states. You may not see the level that our boys have to go through. And I'm going to talk a little bit about their manhood being taken. And it's been taken at such a young age. So we expect to train them or rear them so they'll be ready to be stepping in healthy relationship as men, but we can't do it but we forgot about those early years. That's why we talk about fathers and father figures. If you're going to be absent, if you're going to be a part-time father, be the good, best part-time father you can be. Don't let a government create your plan of raising your child, meaning that you're only doing 2 weekends a month. You got to be there the other 26 days in some form and fashion. Don't be that call away when you have to tell the child, I'm going to call my daddy. I'm going to call your daddy. I'm going to call your father. You have to actually be there and make sure he see that. Give him 100% of your love all the time. You can't do it 2 weekends a month. You just can't do it. Now, see, I'm about to get started, but I want to thank Tina for jumping in and sharing her thoughts here because Tina is there. She's seeing this happen to our boys. They're more highly involved with the games in her area where it might be a little bit hidden down in my area. But they're still finding something to do because they lost the ability and the feeling of security from our role models. Now, role models are the models that they see every day, not the LeBron James, not all of those Michael Jordan. They want to see that individual who go and tighten his belt up and his shoe straps and he go to work with a lunch pail. He go and he do a job. He do see that. But if he don't see those role models, he'll begin to see those individuals out there who might have something a little quicker than the person who may work from 8 to 5. See, we got to get this together. We got to stop playing like we in charge. We got to stop playing like we got a culture that we love. See, too many times, see, when I say that, people get real upset with me. You say, we talk about, we'll step up and say even Black Lives Matter. Do it truly matter when we out here assassinating brothers and sisters in our community? And nobody is saying nothing. You got government rather focus on other things than to focus on individuals. 100 people getting shot in Chicago on a weekend. 17 to 18 of them died. Just think of 100 persons being shot in a city. See, that's what we say it ain't a problem. It is a problem for one to get shot. See, that's the thing about it. We lost touch with reality. We can't wait on the white horse with the soldier or whoever gonna come in, the government person, because you know what? They ain't coming in because they looking out for their own situation. And too many times we got to get together. See, brothers and sisters, we're playing with this now. We need to come together. We have Tina Robinson. She on the ground. She's telling you this what's happening. We got to quit standing back. See, you need to make sure you contact T-I-N-A, Tina Robinson. Go on Facebook and let her know, what can I do, whether it's near or far? We got to do something. We can't sit around and wait on individuals to do it for us. And we got to stop and attack whatever this thing that's growing up and forgetting about our boy. See, we don't realize this simply not focus on our boys and not taking away from our girls. Please don't get upset with me. Black girls magic. Let's try to say black boys magic. Because I'm going to tell you, we have forgot about our boys. We're working on chiseling their manhood. We're taking away their manhood a little bit at a time. But we're doing it so early. Why don't you think about it? We're doing it so early, so we expect them, when they become a man, they can function. They can't function if they hadn't got the foundational principles down there. So we got to realize it's time to help our boys so they can be awesome men in our community. We have to have some leaders. Now, I understand everybody said, well, it don't have to be a man, but I'm going to tell you something about it. But you have to have a head, because when God created this heaven and this earth, you know, the first image he created was a man that looked like him. I'm not taking anything, so we can get in a discussion. In Genesis, that's what it said. He created everything, and he placed in charge a man that looked like him called Adam in his own image. He gave him all power to do what he needs to do to make sure the Garden of Eden worked in the way it's supposed to. See, now we're being stripped of that. He laid him down and took a rib and created the woman. Now we say that's the most important. That is not the important. We got to do it now. I know it offends people, but it's time out for our cultural accepting second best. We got to the point. I'm going to say third best. Oh, no, I'm going to say fourth best. Every other culture has grown and grabbed and pulled us down. We accept it because only a few of us comfortable getting up there to the top. We ain't climbing the ladder, and we pulling the ladder up because we don't want nobody else to come. We moved to the nice neighborhood. We ain't messing with them on that side of town no more, but they look just like you. And you will be treated the same way they'll be treated when things happen, because when the other cultures see you, they see you and him. So the thing about it, we got to do better than we're doing. We got to go to work now. Tina, keep doing what you're doing, my sister. Keep grinding. I hear you over here. And I'm going to use this vessel right here to do the same thing. I want everybody to know, last night, Tuesday night, we reached our 400th episode. See, that's a blessing right there. That's a blessing to be on here, getting the word out, and you use 400 episodes. We're on 401 now. See, we're starting a whole different thing. So we want you to use this vessel to get the word out. Help our boys be productive and healthy individuals in life. See, not only just in a relationship, but just being healthy, positive role models so they can model for some other child that 2, 3, 4, 5. See, we thinking modeling don't come till you get 14 years old. That is not true. Children soak a lot of things when they're at the age, when they come out of that womb, they begin to see things. You got to remember, baby, look up when you're talking. He can't talk yet, but he's going to imitate what he hears. He's going to imitate what he sees. So be careful that we are waiting to a certain time. And I think that's what's happening. See, we're not doing anything with them. So as Sister Tina said, there's somebody out there waiting to strip their manhood. And they're stripping their manhood at 11, 12, 8, 9 years old. But we're sitting around comfortable. But you know what? I don't think we're just sitting around comfortable. I don't know what's going on. We're afraid to death, I believe, because we can't even go out and say anything to anybody, because if we say something to them, you don't know whether you're going to get shot or not. See, we should be at fear in our own skin that we have. We in fear. We need you to step up and step out. See, you know, it was amazing. I was constantly talking through all these 400 shows. But I guess I must have said something, because they told me I couldn't operate on Facebook for 48 hours, because I must have said something somebody didn't like. See, the thing about it, I'm going to keep saying it. You can shut it down if you want to, but I'm going to keep speaking my voice, because the voice is all about getting it out there, the word. We got to help one another, because that young, that boy will walk in the same shoes I walk in. See, I'm telling y'all right now, he's going to watch. I know how it is. I've been there. I went through a time of segregation. So through segregation, I've been called the N-word a lot of times, because I was in a yellow school that had truly about 2 or 3% of black, and I was one of them. So I heard that a lot. But I went through that society. God brought me where I'm now. I can tell you the story. You might not want to hear the story about living in the Deep South and knowing that we have a long struggle. And instead of us trying to build and grow, we're trying to strip it down a little bit at a time. Tina, you can jump in right now. I know you're at the airport, but I want you to share your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what? Man, you said a whole lot right here. You know, just breaking the silence of what, you know, our people, our culture, you know, all other races, you know, they suffered in silence for so many years. And it's just like now it's like either fight or flight, you know, and it's like it's a different form of racism, you know, where we're becoming our own worst enemies, you know. You say crabs in a bucket, you know, people want to pull the next one down because they're trying to come up. And, you know, it's a blessing to see how other cultures work together, you know, on down from their children. It's, you know, it's a small car with 6 or 8 people jumping out. Our race of people, we've been put up against each other for so long that, you know, we haven't found a working solution for us as a culture to deal. But I would say what's more helpful, and as we're doing now, you know, taking the blinders off of, you know, what is causing this emotional disconnect, you know, and right now focusing on our young black men, you know, we have to have these uncomfortable conversations to understand, because you don't necessarily wake up mad. You know what I'm saying? You wake up usually depending on your circumstance and your environment. You wake up, you're not going to be so happy if you're waking up from sleeping in the gutter, at crack house, you know, abandoned or scared. You should not just slept at your friend's house, you know. I was raised with the type of mother that when we had friends come over, if they were cooking dinner, my parents were cooking dinner, those kids ate too. And we asked our parents, I said, me, my twin, and I like, Mom, why you feeding up those guys? Or they would ask us, how many of these friends you have coming over? And then we'll make enough food for them. And then when they would leave, mother and father would say, did you know your friend was hungry? And we had no food. So a lot of these young boys out here, they're hungry, not just for nutrition, but nurturing. You know, somebody just to love on them right where they are and lift them up instead of telling them you stupid, you ain't S-H-I-T. You're going to be just like your daddy or just like your mama.
Come on, man.
What, our project CPR, we did this pivot for COVID, but now it's going to be, you know, universal, you know, Project Clarity, Clarity, Purpose to Renew Our Mind. You know, renewing our mind for the new normal, renewing our mind for the now, for the yet to come. You know, people, it's time to unlearn dysfunction. It's time to stop existing in dysfunctional situations where you're mad, you're irritated all the time. Hey, you might need to go get a physical checkup. You know, quality self-care starts from within outward. And the only way one would know that they need this type of medical or physical care is if they speak about it. They own how they feel. I'm depressed. I'm frustrated. I'm confused. We have to learn and continue to encourage all, you know, men and women, especially our youth, to talk. To open up, don't carry it, because I've seen so many people, even my own children who saw and even saved my life from domestic violence, they're now the baby girls who saved my life from the hammer attack. They both just graduated May and June this year. They're now having some emotional issues. Yes, UC Santa Barbara and UC Merced. And
awesome,
my point being is they're now saying, Mom, I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to talk. So, again, right there, we have to be patient enough for this, our young people to listen to them, you know, not so quick to react on their behavior. Oh, they acting crazy. They act like they don't have no sense. First off, well, what's going on? You know, what's triggering this emotion? And we've been so dysfunctioning and dysfunction, I'ma whoop their tail, I'ma shut them down, and that's digging them into a deeper grave. I've heard in light of this past pandemic, from ages 8 years old on out, saying that they want to die. They don't want to live in this world anymore because they don't know how to live. They don't know what's normal anymore. So, again, you know, I have to tell, you know, the truth. I try to be God in my life, and God let me see, okay, this is what you want to try to do. This is how you can end up. You know, come to me, whatever these problems, whatever these struggles, challenges are, surrender them over to your higher power. My higher power, whom I call my Father God through his Son, Jesus. I have a spiritual relationship. I encourage those mentors, as myself and others who have the capacity to love broken people, you know, broken spirits, to help bring like a solving, a healing balm, you know what I'm saying, to kind of ease that pain, ease that scar, pay attention to that wound right there together, you know, because we could go put the salve on them, but if they move it around and not allowing us to apply it correctly to those wounded areas, mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever those wounded areas are, they have to be willing to want that help. But as you say, I go to where I go meet the people where they are. That's young and old. You know, we have the young boys over for my grandson, you know, teaching them how to cook and listening to them read. And that's what they need. They just need to feel like they're appreciated with confidence, caring, you know, so this is what my life assignment is. This is what I've been through, my journey. You know, you would think everything that I have been afflicted upon me that I would be bitter, but I'm telling you confidently I'm better because I still love. I love even harder, but I love with boundaries. I'm not going to deplete myself on loving anybody, but, you know, for our young people, I'll do all that I can and some to be there for them.
Awesome.
I just, you know, encourage all of the individuals that can make time. You know, let's form a strategy, different tactics that, hey, what works for you, it may work for me in certain areas. But like these underserved communities, these are, these, they don't have no respect for the elders. You know, you're sitting on a bus or, you know, public, they will walk over them like they're nothing. We have to call them where they are, cautiously, but we have to hold up that mirror so they can see what they're doing. While they're calling a person stupid or just being disrespectful, we have to hold up that mirror, which is one of our empowerment exercises. The, everything that you're inflicting on somebody else, you know, you ain't that cute, you're nothing, you know, just breaking a person down. Let's hold the mirror up so they can see who they're really talking to, because they're deflecting it on somebody else, you know, physically assaulting people, you know, physically taking people's lives, because that's really what is manifesting inside of their spirit, and they don't have the proper tools on how to release it, you know?
Yes,
so
yes.
It is a difference between reacting and responding. Our young people are reacting because they have been traumatized, or they've seen some traumatic event in their life that they could never wrap around their mind because they didn't have a proper outlet. So we need more structured healing circles. We need more activities that we could get the youth interested in, that it's in their control to make a difference and you know, being willing to work. Even being set to programs like the community outreach that I do, I've been reaching out to reentry programs where, you know, young people being incarcerated for, you know, whatever crime, you know, giving them stipends to come out, you know, and even just they're doing the work, but they're actually meeting other people who like-minded in helping heal our community. So it's so much work to be done, and not just one person can do it. But again, Dr. Lowe, with having a platform like this to have these uncomfortable conversations, it's so powerful. You know, I had to stop what I was doing and jump on this call. And I jumped on a call the other day. I missed it. But, yeah, so I passed the mic.
Thank you so much, Tina. See, Tina has hit so many things. See, that's, you know, we have to realize we have to rely on each other. No matter where we are, what we so-called have, we have to take time and really rely on each other. And truly, truly, she said some awesome things. You know, having a format about raising boys, the challenge of parenting tomorrow, men, because, see, we got to prepare them. Now, just remember, if that manhood is stripped early, and when everybody said, well, how can they have manhood as a boy? You better remember this one thing, that we're training them, rearing them through some of our modeling. If it is not the right type of modeling, they'll be forced in some situation where as a child have to make decisions, and it may not be the right decision. However, what we're going to have to do is really hold forth by coming. See, the biggest thing we need to focus on is coming together. Tina's out there hitting the streets in Vegas, hitting the street wherever she goes. If she's in Atlanta, she still want to hit the street. In Oakland, she want to hit the street. But we want to make sure we all are out doing some things. I don't mean you got to go, people say, well, knock at every door. That's what I mean. You have to know where you are and how your situation is, how you're going to handle this. I can use this platform right here to hit the same street block by block. I can do it, because if you tell one, you're told 100 people, because they're going to share it in some form, because they're going to say, okay, maybe this is something we can do to help our young people. But truly, truly, what we have to keep in mind, we have to be willing. See, I think that's one of the things that's been stripped totally in the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. It has been stripped, the willingness to really want to make change. We can talk a good game. See, we can have great meetings, but that is not a good thing that's going to help us make change where we need to in our culture. See, we got to raise our boys, and if you say you want to raise them, we're going to rear those boys, because there's going to be some challenges out there coming up in the 2025, 2026 is coming. 5 years. You have to plan 5 years as an educator, former educator, retired educator. We always try to plan 5 years. We never plan 1 year, year by year. But see, we're in the point now. That's what we're doing. We're not focused on getting our individuals ready, because, you know, this last year has been traumatic. See, we don't want to accept that. Tina said that we have created some broken people. But we want to get back to the norm. See, I had a show the other day talking about, do we want to go back, which is Monday night, talking real to you about going back to 2010. That was up to 2019, from 2010 to 2019. Is that what we want to go back to? God has put us in a position to kind of make changes, so we go into 22, 23, 24, and 25. I'm talking about 20, 22, 20. We'll be able to make the change. He has placed us out there. He slowed us down. He shut the world down. So we all can just sit back and look at our situation and see what's going on. If we're going to raise our boys so they can be tomorrow men, we got to realize what's going on. It's a couple of things that have been shared. Now, I have a list of things in my format I want to talk about, but Tina has touched on a lot of those. She talked about building up self-worth. See, she didn't say it in that manner, but she said that we got to get there to the problem and let our young people understand what they're worth. Whether or not they're worth it, know what their worth is. Trying to get it out the way he said. You have to. You can only understand your worth when you recognize what is your worth. See, if you are being treated like you're not worth anything in our society, in our culture. Now, let's be real now. Let's be serious. When you, again, I go back to up in these, a lot of our major cities and our smaller areas got large number of black-on-black crime, gun violence, and everybody got to realize that young man, 17, 18, 16, 20, 21, 30, see a person his age that's been taken off this earth. He asks himself, how much I am worth? See, I ask the government, how much are black boys and men's worth? See, we got to be real here, Steve. We got to make sure. So we're talking about getting him to be a good man, be in a position to be a good man. First of all, he got to understand that what's his self-worth. We got to do this, and it's going to take us block by block, take us by neighborhood. It's going to take us through our culture. We can't wait on the White House. We can't wait on any other house, because you know what? As long as we wait on them, we're going to end up in the outhouse. See, somebody ain't going to like what I'm saying, but we're deep, deep down in something. We're spinning our wheels in mud. We're just running around in mud, and we're not moving anywhere. And what we're doing is we got to help our boys. When they get to the point to be a man, they understand I am worth something. See, and I expect to be treated that way. See, but we're not treated that way because at times we can be assassinated in the streets and nobody have a problem with it. See, when we raise up, they tell us it ain't going to last long. See, we got to realize it's important that we do that. We got to make sure we understand that we have a responsibility to our boys. We got to make sure our boys are not broken people. We got to make sure their spirit is not broken. See, Sister Tina said that. It's all about broken people. Our boys are broken. And somebody got to hear what I'm saying. Because I'm trying to tell you right now, they are so broken, they're giving up. See, you can't, that L5 somewhere, someone show them work. Now, for example, I always, I had conversation with several gang leaders, and they are OGs now. They're grown. I talked to them. How are you able to convince all these boys, a lot of them a middle-class home and upper-class home? How can you convince them to be a part? I told him, I love it. See, at home, we ain't telling our children we love them. We said if you're going to raise a child, you have to give them 100% of your love all the time. And they got to hear that, I love you. You got to have effective conversation with them. And it ain't all about what you say. The thing we talk about on Thursday, well, listen first and talk second. See, I want you to hear that. And I want everybody that's in the sound of my voice to hear that. You need to listen first. That means you allow them to talk so you can understand where they're coming from. We want to tell them everything they need to do. See, what we knew, we're the parent, but you got to remember, even as a parent, you are a partner with your children. You got to know that they have a word, they have rights, they have the ability to speak. You don't want your child where they can't speak for themselves. They don't understand their self-worth. And we want to make sure you understand that. So we want you to be a part of the call. We want you to call in at 347-857 4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line, and we'll make sure we identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, ask your location, then offer your expertise. Tia, you want to jump in and share something right quick? I know you. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about that word love, being a survivor of domestic violence. I love you, you know, after I was dead or choked out. That word, I learned to define it to where you can tell a dog you love it and then turn around and kick it in its butt. But if you genuinely love that dog or that human being, it'll be in your actions. Because it's like in this in the community of DSP that I came from, that word love, that term of endearment has been weaponized to where they tell you they love you and they're abusing you any kind of way. And
come on now.
That word love is just something to a person's mind. It's just something to a spiritually broken person. It's like when they hear that word, it kind of gives them a sense of security. But if they don't define that word love with the action that comes along with the breakdown of defining what true love is in your action. It's actually being cared for. It's being taught, you know, it's being, you know, shown by example. You know, it's not weaponized to where, because like even going back to the slavery, you know, the slavery, slave master used to tell the slave, well, don't you know I love you? You know, you got a roof over your head, you got the best slop left over. You know, I take care of you. I love you. You got to listen.
Come on
now. And then the second that person, slave, and each slave, even in the abusive relationship, the second they don't do what you want, they weaponize you. I love you. That's why I'm talking to you like this. I love you. This is why I put my foot down your throat or this, that, and the other. No, that's control. That's control. That's intimidation.
Come on,
that's, you know, you're dominating that person or you're consuming or taking what the thing that they do have away by, you know, basically
awesome.
Creating an emotional puppet. You know, I would say I was an emotional puppet at one time. I didn't know that, you know, they preyed upon the word, the power in the word that they were saying. Because it's like when they wanted you to be their angel baby, they knew what to say. They knew how to wind and dine you. But then when they wanted that B word to come out, they knew exactly, they knew the triggers. They knew the triggering. What I would say, I was told by a teacher years ago, don't let people use magic words on you. And I was like, well, what do you mean by that? He was like, you know what I'm talking about? And I snapped. And he was like, abracadabra. And I was like, whoa. You know, I was told that in 2002. So just coming forward, you know, when we say I love you, I tell the individual, I value the spirit within. If a person can't value the spirit within you, then I don't know how much greater love there could be. Because we have a spiritual connection with our higher power, is why I know I'm still alive, because this shell, it's bruised and broken, but the spirit I have within me and the spiritual connection I have, you know, that's what keep me going. That's what keep me, you know, giving me the confidence and the boldness to go do and be, you know, meet the people where they are. So, again, going toward our young people, when we tell them we love them, we have to have that confident action behind it to support that thing that
awesome.
I love.
Awesome.
You know, I see you one day, like you say, Father come for 2 weeks and then he gone, but yet he loves you. You know, which Johnny's work may require him to be gone or might be another situation, but everything with action behind, you know, that word, I love you, it trumps everything. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense, Tina. Thank you so much. That's Tina Robinson. Truly, owning my own truth, cognitive behavior. She's out of Oakland, California. At the time, she's in Las Vegas. She's putting the boots on the ground, from Las Vegas to Oakland, California, but she wanted to be a part. Tina's a co-host on our Monday night show, Talking Real to You. She come and join us on Dr. Lowe's show, which is Tuesday night on the Relationship Show. Now she's joining us for the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Thank you so much, Tina, for just sharing them awesome things with us, because, see, we can really, really, it's not a one-show time we're going to do this. We're going to continue to talk about this. See, we got to reach and grab our boys. Because, see, we got to rid them and get them prepared for what's coming for them as tomorrow means. See, that's what it's all about. See, now I thank everybody for joining us, because, you know, we do an hour show and we try to make sure we got about 10 minutes to go. And, you know, we have a few things we have to do before we close out. But I want to thank all of those individuals that's joined us on Instagram and Facebook. See, God is so good. He's blessing us. As I said on Tuesday night, it was our 400th episode. Today is 401. And I said earlier, we're moving forward. And you can see what's going on here. See, it's the power of our Lord and Savior. See, I want to make sure I give a shout-out to this for Minister Denise Stanley. I'm going to holler at everybody. But, see, I noticed she said, tell the truth. And, see, behind the walls. See, that's what we got to realize. We behind the walls now. And we don't even realize there's a wall up there. We still playing like we got everything that we want to do. It ain't so much somebody else put a wall up. We didn't put the wall up. And we're keeping ourselves from excelling to the highest point. Now, some of us may make it, but you got to remember, when you make it, you can help somebody else. But when you make it and pull the ladder up and leave them back down, you know what? They're going to reach up, and they're going to grab and pull you back down, too. See, it's like crabs in a barrel. We got to remember that. So what we got to do is prepare our boys so they cannot be broken people. They can have. They won't have broken spirits. They have to be in the process of a feeling of appreciation, a feeling of security. They got to be empowered. See, that's where we're making a mistake at. We're not empowering our boys. That's why I say I have no problem with any thought in regards to our female gender and our girls. But you keep forgetting about those boys. We got black girl powers. Girls rock. But what about boys rock? Because, see, you know what you're doing. See, it ain't you. You're following somebody else's lead. See, they want to destroy the will and not empower our boys by treating them from a young age like they ain't worth nothing. See, you got to wake up.
Yes.
See, somebody say I'm preaching. Yes. Matter of fact, what our co-host said, I'm preaching. But let me tell you like that. You know, and I'm going to share you that I am going to preach to you, because sometimes you don't hear me when I'm teaching. But I can tell you now, we got to realize that we got to reach back and get our boys, because if you don't, they're going to lose their manhood at an age of 8, 9, 10 years old. You don't believe it? Just look at it. Tell me about your relationship. You got what you thought was a grown man, but what you had was a grown male. You had an overgrown boy. Because some of the things he missed on the foundational principles, he could not bring into manhood. But if you see that going on, and you get things done to you, you got to say, I don't want this to happen to my daughters. I don't want this to happen to my niece. I don't want this to happen to my sister. I don't want this to happen to my cousin, because I want to be a part of that. See, we keep talking about men got to raise boys. No, no. See, a father who's a man, he's a pillar, just like a mother's a pillar. We all have things that we have to do. Something Tina said is so important. See, our boys looking for nurturing. And know what? They get the nurturing from what's out in the street. See, guys, I mentioned I had a conversation with the gang leader, the OG, and he explained to me. He explained to you know, we show them love. Now, I didn't just say tell them you love them. That's what he said, but he said, I show them love, because whatever they do, I give them something to show love. I communicate with them. Are you effectively communicating with your son or your nephew or your brother? Your cousin, you have to expect to do it, because if you don't communicate with them, you have to always realize they're going to pick up everything that's going on. Now, I want you to take this for a second. As I said earlier, I want you to understand that you have to listen first. And then on top of that, then you can talk. See, if you ain't doing that,
yes.
you ain't doing
yes.
nothing to help our boys be prepared for manhood. Yeah, we're talking about, well, what happened to us? What happened is all of us is becoming the problem.
Yes.
See, we want to blame somebody else. We want to blame the government. Oh, we want to blame the male race. Yeah, I'm of another culture. No, we're not on it. Let's take the responsibility, and we're going to turn
yes.
our broken people. And the people who are healed, because we're going to take them through a healing process. We're going to take their broken
mm-hmm.
spirit, and we're going to take them through this
yeah.
process when God touches them
yeah.
and raises them up. You know, when they're down,
yeah.
he picks them up and gives them that new spirit. And you know, we're worried about
yeah.
Coming up after this pandemic. See, we're talking about we glad when the pandemic over with. So we can go
mm-hmm.
back. See, you want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't want to go back. I
mm-hmm.
want to go forward.
No.
See, it's going to be a new norm for me. Now, if you still want to go back to 2010 and think that's right,
mm-hmm.
see, you living in the rearview mirror. I'm living in
Hey,
I'm trying to move forward. So I want everybody in our culture to consider that. Let's not blame everybody else for what's going on. Yes, we have all forms of things that may not be right in the form of social justice.
Yes.
We have racism.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lack of health care. We have so many things that are like education is not good in our community. So we got to understand that they're not going to change it. I don't care how many billions of dollars that come from the White House is signed into by the president. If the money never gets to you in the area like it's supposed to, what is the purpose of it?
Yes.
But you got to demand that money because we need that money. But when we get that money, we need to make sure, you know what we need to do? Make sure we do what's right with the money. See, we got to reach back and grab our children. We got to reach back and grab our grandchildren. We got to reach back and grab our friends. We got to work from the block by block. So we got to work by the neighborhood. Yeah, I preached a minute. But that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I'm just sharing my thoughts. See, I'm not through with this. I'll be back on Tuesday to assist to talk a little bit about it. We're going to talk some more about this because, see, we're not letting it go. We don't want broken people. We don't want broken spirits. We don't want them to feel like they're not appreciated. We don't want them to feel like they can't be empowered. We don't want them where they're at a point where they run into situations about a lack of a structured society. See, we don't have enough activities what we can need to do to prepare our young people, particularly our boys, so they can be healthy men and healthy relationships. See, you don't want that. So a lot of you as listeners, you run across guys that ain't ready. See, they ain't ready because they didn't get prepared when they was young. Jump in right there.
I'm going to tell you, this is a true life experience. I was going through some real mental struggles, and I hid in the closet, literally. And my male child, my daughter, they were freaking out. And my son, he was maybe about 10, 11 at the time. You know what he did? He got in the closet with me and closed the door. He said, I'm going to sit right here with you until you get strong enough to get out. And I don't even know how few hours or minutes passed, but the fact that he was unselfish enough as a male to get in here with his mother, his female that was, you know, battling something mentally, that type of love was already embedded in him for me showing him that I care for him, that I'm there for him before I fell on those mental hard times. The fact that, you know, it's years later, over 15, 20 years later, that I can think about that type of strength that he has within him. If we get our young people, and I speak clear and say, if we see our young people out there on the curb, I'm one of those ones that will sit on the curb with them until they get ready and know, hey, I'm here to help lift you up, but we got to do it together. And that's everything going back to, you know, the roots of, you know, being able to help carry that person or be a source of strength. That's what it is. Be a source of strength to a person where they feel weak or weary or you know, confused. You know, try just to be a source of strength and peace to our young people, you know, especially to our young men. It is okay to cry. It is okay to release the emotions in a positive, productive way. Again, unlearning dysfunctional behavior. It is solutions to the madness. We have to, us adults who've overcame many challenges that would have broke most people. Those of us who are still here in our right mind, it's up to us to bring forth the solution instead of pointing the finger, as you say, Dr. Lowe, blaming the system, blaming the government. No, it's upon us individuals, real life, flesh and blood, human beings. And back in this world, it's like we're aliens now. You know, the mask and whatnot, being scared, every time somebody sneezes or coughs, we have to illuminate with confidence within our actions and how we interact with people. You know, so again, my main takeaway that I'll say, jump off this call is through all this madness of the pandemic, the emotional trauma, is I've learned to appreciate the spirit within the vessel of the people. The shell that's here, I just lost a loved one to childhood trauma, became addicted to alcohol until it literally ate her inside and out. So when I talk about the mental illness, the emotional relapse, you know, going back to what provided a temporary fix or self-medicating, the struggle is real, you guys, even if it's not drugs, it's food, it's sex, it's misuse of money. We have to get to the source. The source of the problem, the source of the trauma, and let them know that it is solution. You can't get out. You don't have to stay there. But we just have to continue, as I'm spiritually led to do, be transparent. Be transparent.
Exactly.
Be transparent.
Awesome.
With that, I love you all to life. Again, Tina Robinson, shout out to everybody on the call. Thank you, Dr. Lowe. I got to jump off. But, when you get a chance to tap in and God bless you to 4,000 more, shall we? God bless you.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Love you too, Tina. Thank you so much. That was Tina Robinson, and we're, at the point wrapping up. It's been awesome. Okay, I want to give a shout-out to LaDonna underscore Marie 38, Miss Bush EDS, Riosha. I'm going to make sure I say it right. Thank you so much for joining us. We also have and a list of individuals. I'm going to scroll down quickly on Facebook. We got Tina Robinson. She just left here, gave an awesome sharing of information. Yvette Smith. We have truly Yvette Smith, my biological young sister. She's over in Georgia. And on top of that, I have a daughter joining us as well. That's Mackenzie Smith. Thank you so much. And you also have, and I'm strolling through here, Denise Stephanie, out of Berkeley, California. That's correct. Let's make sure we say it right. I'm trying to stroll and get it going. Out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. She even said Behind the Wall. That's what we're doing. And I want to give her a shout-out out of Berkeley. And I'm going to stroll down here to make sure I get everybody else. Peggy Grant. I work with Peggy down in one of the counties at which I retired out of that county. She's an administrator down there. Thank you, Peggy. You're doing some awesome things. Tremaine Edwards, he's the co-host of Talking Sports Plus. He's up in northern Alabama. Thank you so much. Also, some awesome things been said here. I can't read everything. Shout out truly to Annie Super, one of the first places, and these being her family was so supportive when I was down in McKenzie, Alabama. I got down there and started off that was my first year of teaching and coaching. But they wrapped their arms around me, treated me like family. Thank you so much, Annie, so much, and your sons and all your family members. And Mr. Schufer, that I know who's looking down right now, thank you so much. He was awesome, and he was there to support, and one of my heroes. I tell you right now, because when I had a question about something, I could go to him. Thank you so much for doing that and being in the Schufer family. It's a special family, especially my family. Thank you so much. The Schufer's out of McKenzie, Alabama. Also, we got, I'm going to say Hernalyn Latosho. If I'm not saying it right, I'm working on it. Everybody said, well, you tell some names, brother. But I'm working on them. So, make sure you check us out. Those are the individuals joining us. But press for time because I have another virtual that folks are at 2 o'clock. I'm a little bit running behind. Check us out tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to give away the second bite. But the first one of the bite was, $ Bernie, or Burn Your Hockey with the number one. I'll make sure we get that bite to him. We have the second drawing tonight at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. Truly will soothe your appetite dealing with love. It's going to be awesome. It's good to be here. Thank you so much. This is from WBSW Internet Talk Radio. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And we want to see you. Truly, truly, check us out at 6 o'clock. Because you know what it's all about? Tell your fellow members you love them and show them. Put your arms around them. Give them a hug, whether it's virtual or face-to-face. Tell somebody, a friend, that you love them. But make sure you show the word. Do the word. Be about it. Give the effort and be consistent. It's truly a blessing to be here because truly in my heart, I truly love you all. It comes from my heart and my soul because it's all about love is the essence of my soul, and I hope it's yours. Have an awesome rest of the evening. Please join us at 6 o'clock tonight. That's Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the Love Cafe. And as I close, out always, I say this. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.